We heard about Kritagya yesterday, one of Krishna's 17th quality of being grateful. We had a very elaborate class from different angles of vision, being grateful to Guru and what Guru gives, trying to explain about Guru Tattva, which was part and parcel of being grateful. Guru has given us this, Guru represents this, and therefore if I have a Guru and I've received some of these great gifts, then I also must be grateful. So it's a beautiful rasala, Harikata rasala, a rasala, a beautiful nectar drink enhanced with the Harikata itself is like yogurt. Harikata is like dahi, yogurt. But then when you mix some kaffir and you mix some sugar and some black pepper and some other spices, then it becomes, and elaichi becomes very, very flavorful, very, very satisfying and nourishing, flavorful and digestible. Harikata is nice, but you may not be able to digest it. Yogurt is nice, but it may not be able to digest it. But when you add kaffir and black pepper, kali mirch and kapur, and elaichi, cardamom, then it becomes, these are digestive aids and taste enhancers. Kapur increases the richness of sweet. Sugar makes something sweet, and the proper addition of kaffir gives fragrance and increases the depth of appreciation of the sweet taste of a sweet. And this science is well known in Jagannath Puri and other famous temples of India, Srirangam, Udupi, etc. How to use kaffir in sweet cooking. So this particular quality is Sudrida Brat. Sudrida Bratta, Krishna's quality. Pratigya Niyamo Yasya Satyosa Sudrida Vrata. A person who is true to his promises and to his perpetual vows is called Sudrida Brata, fixed in vows. We have Sudrid, that word is there in Gita also. We should be so firm and determined. Sudrida. Sudrida in our bhakti should be so firm and determined. I'll never go back to Maya. I know whatever happens, I won't fall down. I'll just hold tightly to my Guru's feet and to the holy name and pray and pray and pray. Be determined to uphold. And Prabhupada explains here, because we promised. That's why it says here. A person who is true to his promises. That means a person who keeps his promise. Of course, in Kali Yuga, that's a little difficult. Practically impossible. Especially as soon as someone says, I promise, then, red flag should go up. If someone says to you, I promise, then you should start, red light. Red flag should go up. It means like danger. Watch out. So promising in Kali Yuga is difficult. But initiation before the fire and the 13 witnesses, the Sandhyas, Surya, Chandra, Agni, and the Devas, all the witnesses, Shakshis, and then the Brahmin witnesses, Guru Bhais, Guru Ben, Thakurji, Archavigraha, Sri Krishna, and Agni, and Yogivai Vishnu and Gurudev and Sarvadeva Mayaguru, all the demigods are witnessing in the form of Guru, and all the various demigods are represented there. Agni, Vayu, Surya. And they're all witnessing and hearing your promise. You promise. And so they hear your promise, and they're all devas. They're suras, they're devotees. They will all help you uphold your promise if you're sincere. The Sandhyas will help you. Surya will help you. The 13 witnesses are great, powerful demigods. They will help the devotee uphold his promise if he's sincere. And he cries out, Hey Gurudev, Hey Gurudev. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So that is Sudrida Brat. Person is true to his promise and to his perpetual, true to his promise and his perpetual vows. Pratigya Niyam. It's called Niyam Seva month. Kartik Maya Niyam Seva. I promise that every morning I'll take a bath before sunrise. I promise every day I'll offer ghee lamp to the deity every day. I promise every day I'll sing Dhammadarasyam. I promise. That's called Niyam Seva. Then after next month, I'm not promising anything. Because Niyam Seva is over, Jack. It's all I can do to struggle through 4 weeks. I promise to give up sweets for 4 long yuga yutam nameshena. Yuga yutam nichini sena. Without my chini, it's like one day is like one yuga. Chini means sugar. Without my sweets, it's like one yuga. So somehow I struggled. I controlled my voracious tiger-like senses. I gave up sweets for 1 month. Wow, you're a maha tapasvi. You're a maha maha vairagi. You're like a kapabasi. You must have lived on the banks of the Triveni through 1,000 mag melas to have such tapabalam, to give up sweets for 1 month. Wow. You're really a maha 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 mandaleshwara yogi. The next month, all right, Jai Jagannath, Jai Krishna Balam, Jai every Balaram, Jai every Krishna. I take every sweet you can get your hands on. Offered, unoffered. Is it offered? No. Oh, well, anyway, now it is. It's offered to Paramatma, Sri Vishnu, Sri Vishnu. So this is the point, you know, Bhog Tiag, Bhog Tiag. 11 months Bhog and Tiag. This is the pendulum of anishchiti, anishchita bhakti is like a pendulum. Bhog tyag, bhog tyag. Prabhupada's translation is Surya Brat. Any person who observes regulative principles and fulfills his promise by practical activities determined. I promise Gurudev to follow these 4 regulative principles, which we all know so well, and he's determined to do it, then he's Surya Brata. Pratigya Niyama. Yes, satyo sa-surda. That's why it says perpetual satya vrat. You heard of Satya Vrata Muni? Who's he? Who he? Namamishwaram. Yes. He spoke this in Satya Yuga. And again, it was spoken by Narada Muni to Shonaka Rishi. And somehow Vyas recorded it. So it's a perpetual prayer. It's been from Satyuga, even the Dwapar Yuga, now it's Kali Yuga. It's going on and on. It's so perpetual. It's such a perpetual nitya bhajan, nitya astikam. So perpetual that acharyas say you can study it every day. Nitya kal. You can study it every day and get newer and newer insight and tattva and lila and bhav for your bhakti bhajan. It was good. If something is good now, it'll be good tomorrow. Gold is good today. It's good tomorrow. It's good 1,000 years ago. So this was good. This is a good bhajan in Satya Yuga. It was good in Dwapara Yuga when Shonaka heard it from Narada and they all sang it. And it's good in Kali Yuga. It's a beautiful bhajan. Oh, here we go again. Every word is full of bhav, tattva, ras, blessings, encouragement, help, guidance, energy, devotional energy, inspiration, everything, prerna, two R's, prerna, full of prerna bhara, laden with inspiration, every word. And if you really get into it, every syllable, then we'll get some examples of that tomorrow.